You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
Tafel Music Baroque Orchestra and Chamber Choir performs Handel's beloved Baroque masterpiece Messiah on December 18, 19, 20, and 21 at 7:30 p.m. at Kerner Hall at the Telus Center. Ivars Torrens is conducting it, and he joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
That's good to have you. Thank you. One thing I didn't mention, of course, is the sing-along Messiah.
Yes.
And one thing you're doing that's very interesting this year is that you're having a workshop. Is it tomorrow, you were saying?
Tomorrow's the workshop.
Yeah, for people singing along.
That's right. They like to get their vocal cords tuned up. And, you know, sometimes we've heard that they have had advanced sing-along parties.
Really?
So that they can get together and try the choruses out. But here we're finally giving a proper workshop. I will go through a little bit of the history of it and go over the choruses they'll be singing. Gets them all revved up for the sing-along.
And plus, that's a great thing because I think for some people who have never been to Messiah, it's kind of intimidating.
It can be. It can be. That's why Mr. Handel, I think, is also a nice icebreaker.
Right.
At the sing-along.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many community choirs, church choirs come and they want to be in good shape so that Mr. Handel doesn't yell at them.
Right. Oh, there you go.
Now, do you know Mr. Handel intimately? Or?
Well, he crashes at our place every December and it's kind of messy. But yes, yeah, and he likes his wine and his food just to be the way it is.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so, excellent. Well, what makes Tafel Music's Messiah different?
Oh, my. Different. Well, we do the whole thing,
yes.
First of all.
There you go.
Most symphony orchestras do a cut version,
yes,
which kind of puts holes in the architecture, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So we present the whole Messiah. It's one huge canvas from beginning to end. Then we're, of course, the orchestra's on period instruments.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different sound quality than the symphony orchestra.
Of course.
Some people call it more intimate, but heck, we can raise the roof with our sound as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I think what we bring to it, what I bring to it, it's a journey for me every year. I've done now over, I think, 200 performances consecutively for 38 years or something like that.
So do you know the piece?
I guess so. I guess so.
It's
but it's like revisiting an old friend.
Sure.
And there's always something new to talk about, something new to discover in the piece.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't like, okay, pull it out, here we go again, phone it in. Never. It's always a new experience, especially with our soloists changing every year.
Yes.
We have old friends come back and join us, or some new singers. Drew Santini's coming in for the first time this year.
Yeah, that's nice.
So it's always very special, and I think it's also Messiah, whoever performs it, it is really a tradition. It's a kind of something you go through it in the holiday, whether you're going to go to the Christmas Carol of Dickens or the Nutcracker. Messiah is one of those rituals that we do at this time of year.
A feel-good kind of piece as well.
Yeah, completely.
Mm-hmm.
Which is odd, seeing how he wrote it for Easter. I mean, you know, Handel did a performance as a benefit for a London orphanage in 1750. And you guys are doing some charitable good with your Messiah this
year. That's right. We'll be partnering with the Daily Bread Food Bank.
Yeah.
And we are asking audience members to bring non-perishable goods to all our performances, the Kerner Hall ones, but also to the sing-along.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is, at this time of year, this is what we should be thinking about. I mean, the piece was written, as you say, as a fundraiser for charity, not only in London.
Yep.
Where it raised in his lifetime $1.4 million.
Yeah, crazy.
Wow.
And then also in Dublin, when he brought it there for the first time for its premiere, it was being performed for three charities, two hospitals, and also for prisoners, relief of prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
So it has always functioned that way. Mm-hmm. And why not then bring it forward and say, listen, this piece is about peace on earth, goodwill towards men, to all people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. and the idea of charity.
Mm-hmm. Which is what a lot of people are doing this time of year, especially we're doing it as well.
Yeah.
And it does make sense. And if you just have a few dollars more even to give out, it's important.
It really is.
Speaking of a few dollars more, I mean, tickets just start for $36.
That's right.
This year. That's
very good. Yep. Very good.
Yep.
And how do you manage through all of this? Because you teach at the U of T, you teach at the Glenn Gould School, and you've got, like, what did you say, 60-some-odd
students? 63 students last year.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord. Yes. I hope it's not private teaching.
No, it's class teaching, but still.
I bet.
Yeah, it's a hectic time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when we get to the performances... someone mentioned some years ago that it was a cathartic experience for them coming to Messiah.
Yes.
And I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how grueling it might be, how tired one might be, once you're in the piece, then something changes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the journey through that piece, and to be able to do it four times in a row, it's not just like a one-off.
Yeah.
All that work and then once.
Right.
We have this journey that lasts over four performances, and then everyone moves to the venue this year, a new venue.
Mm-hmm.
We're at Roy Thompson Hall for the sing-along.
Oh, great idea.
Because Massey Hall is closed for its refurbishing, rejuvenation, whatever it's called.
Yes.
So we get there, and then that's a totally, totally different atmosphere again.
I'll say.
Another kind of catharsis, mm-hmm. because people come, they sing, they have tears of joy. So that this whole period, and then I'm completely exhausted after. It's gone. And Mr. Handel then just is blotto for a day or two, and then he goes back.
Does he go for a beer?
Oh, yes.
Yes, of course.
Definitely.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, the one thing that's different, of course, well, there are many things that are different about Roy Thompson Hall, but from a positive point of view, if I was taking part in the sing-along and I was in the chorus, you actually can see each other. You wouldn't feel so alone, you know?
Right. Massey Hall has been special as well because it has all those rings of balconies.
Exactly.
That's
Roy Thompson,
bar.
I think, will be wonderful because all those pods of the... And we might also have the choir loft behind. I'm not sure whether we're going to be selling those, but it'll be a sort of in-the-round experience.
I love that. I love that idea, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you do? Just sit on a stool that goes around and around and around?
Oh, no, he stands. He has to.
He stands. You bet.
Whole thing.
I've already been looking, considering how long he's been doing this. It's 37 years now Mr. Handel's been doing this. The sing-along, I'm already looking at eBay to see what Baroque wheelchairs look like.
And how do you think he feels about the tradition of standing up on the Hallelujah Chorus? Are you still going to do that? Or some people don't do that anymore.
People still do that. There's varying stories about why.
Mm-hmm.
Either the story of King George coming in late,
right,
and therefore everyone had to stand because he never arrived on time,
mm-hmm.
Or that he was so moved that he stood up, or maybe he was just getting uncomfortable in his seat and needed to stretch his legs. In any case, we don't mind it. I mean, yes, sure, it's a tradition.
Sure. Some people think it's fun. You know?
Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, but on that note, I'd like to thank you so much for coming, Ivar.
It's been a real joy.
Lots of fun. We've been speaking with Ivar Torrens, the conductor of The Messiah with Tafel Music. And what?
You said The Messiah.
Oh, Messiah, pardon
My
me.
My goodness.
Yes. Four performances at Kerner Hall and the sing-along at Roy Thompson Hall. Tuesday, December 18th, 19th, 20th, and the 21st at 7:30 p.m. at Kerner Hall. And you can go to tafelmusic.org for more information. For Roy Thompson Hall, the box office number is 416-872-4255. Enjoy. Thanks.
Thank you.